This is a principle that was outlined by Ulrich Zwingli, who said that the finite is not capable of containing the infinite. And he spoke about that in terms of the Lord's Supper. And he made the argument that does also extend to this discussion of the two natures of Christ, that because God is infinite, it would be illogical for something infinite to be contained in something finite. Therefore, it's opposed to reason to suppose that God himself can be present in some kind of finite thing. And you end up with a number of problems if that really is a principle of theology, because really the entire purpose of the incarnation itself is the infinite joining the finite, the infinite being contained in the finite in some sense, in that the infinite God now indwells the finite human nature. St. Paul, in the book of Colossians, speaks about the fullness of deity dwelling in bodily form. He doesn't just say it's part of the divine nature that dwells in the bodily form in Jesus, but the fullness of deity. And the fullness of deity is certainly infinite. And if that's the case, then we have an explicit statement in Scripture that it is indeed the infinite that indwells the finite. The full nature of God is indwelt in humanity. So the principle itself, while it might make logical sense, is simply opposed to the truth of the incarnation and the way that the New Testament explains it.